Nerdy Legion. Thank you again for listening to Comic Talk today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for August 23rd, 2019. And on to TV news. And we don't have a whole lot of time, but we do have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. So we're just going to jump right in, head first, you know, all of those cliches and doing the things and the stuff. And our first bit is real quick, actually. It's a follow-up from last episode's Lobo update, in that showrunner Cam Welsh is kinda sorta confirming what we were talking about with Lobo, that it's not completely dead. You can check the link in the description, it'll take you to his Twitter account where he says it, and again, very likely they're just gonna take this over to DC Universe or potentially HBO Max. Next, we're talking about The Watchmen over on HBO. Showrunner Damon Lindelof was talking to TV Insider and said something that really is interesting, in that he said that the original comic book, not the movie, but the original comic book, is going to be canon in the universe that he is expanding. He is not creating this universe, he is very clear to say, but that kind of flies in the face of a couple of things that they've said in the past, in that this was going to be a remix of that story, and it's going to take some elements, but that just means that those Rorschachs that we've been getting in the trailers are potentially, and this is my conjecture, this is not possible spoiler because nobody knows what's going to happen yet, but those Rorschachs we've been seeing in the trailers are very likely like disciples of Rorschach, in that somebody found his book and they're trying to let the truth be known and set the world straight. Oh, just the incredible possibilities there are really, really fun to let your imagination run with, so let's do that. Next, we're talking about Disney Plus's The Mandalorian. Director Rick... I'm going to mispronounce this last name, and I apologize in advance. Rick Fumuyiwa is going to come back for season 2, which production for season 2 begins on October 7th. That story again, The Mandalorian got renewed for season 2 before season 1 even aired. And not just renewed, but they're going into production before season 1 airs. So they're putting a lot of money into this. This is a big investment for Disney. Casting announcement for Cowboy Bebop. Elena Satine has been cast in the new live-action Netflix adaptation of Cowboy Bebop. And let the outrage on the internet begin. And our final piece for TV is Legends of Tomorrow, a show we don't always talk about, but it is always somewhere in the back burner. Brendan Routh and Courtney Ford, who play the Atom and Nora Dark on the series respectively, are being written out. And this is not because the actors are looking to leave. This is because the showrunner and the producers and everything are just like, okay, you guys are done, goodbye. And to not exactly the most enthusiastic reception, but I can see the creativity behind that. And now we're moving on to movies, and to start movies, we have two big announcements that were seriously announced shortly after finishing filming the last episode, and one of them actually was right after I uploaded the last episode. But first off is Spider-Man, and this is one that continues to evolve as I was doing the research for this and everything's going on, but as you all well know, Spider-Man is no longer going to be part of the MCU because Disney got a little too big for their britches. They were getting 5% of the first day sales, so premiere day sales, Disney got 5% of all of the box office, and they had all of the merchandising rights. And that just wasn't enough for Disney. They also did not have to put up any money for the production of the movies, that was all on Sony. So what Disney said is, hey, we're going to help you make these movies, and then you're going to give us 50% of all the box office. I could not find whether or not that affected the merchandising rights or not, but that is effectively what they came to him. And Sony said, we did all right with Venom, so no, thanks. And that's kind of where it stood for a minute. And then this morning, I found two updates. The first of which being that industry analysts were somehow blaming the demise of Dark Phoenix for this, because part of the negotiations put Kevin Feige over not putting Kevin Feige into Spider-Man, into the production staff of Spider-Man. So that was a big thing that Sony was like, well, if we don't get Kevin Feige, then why are we here? because Kevin Feige was going to have to focus on bringing the X-Men and such in, so they're blaming Dark Phoenix for this demise. And then, right before going to print or film or whatever, I found another update that says, well, just this morning, Marvel has approached Sony with another offer. And it sounds like Sony might be interested. So as this gets developed even further, we will be talking about it. The details of this new offer were not available because it is from a less than reliable source, but it is still an interesting thing that might keep Spider-Man in the MCU. So we will be talking about it more as it comes along. Next big thing is The Matrix. We are getting a fourth Matrix movie. We've talked about on the show a couple of times about the reboot that they were trying to do, the Lego sequel, as it were, or even potentially it was a prequel starring Michael B. Jordan. Depending on which rumor was going to be confirmed, and none of them actually are true, because one of the Wachowskis, Lana Wachowski, who, if you're playing the home game, not to be insensitive or anything, but it is a little bit confusing, because for a long time they were Larry and Andy, now they're Lana and Lily. So if you are confused, Lana was born Larry, so Lana used to be Larry and is now Lana. Lana Wachowski has confirmed that she will be doing the show. She will be doing this movie by herself, but Carrie Ann Moss and Keanu Reeves have both already signed on. As far as any more casting or anything like that, nothing is really known. The original set designer is coming back, the original production designer is coming back, but that's all production stuff. That's all behind the camera. As far as in front of the camera, no idea if Lawrence Fishburne is going to be involved. But as those get developed, again, we will be talking about them right here on the show. And then our last bits are pretty quick ones. So Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends just confirmed that John Carpenter will be back to score the movies, though nothing has been said yet about him producing the movies like he did with the previous ones. So that's very interesting. We got our reveal for Bond 25. The name of the movie is going to be No Time to Die. Interesting. We also got a synopsis that says that, like we already knew, that Bond has retired at the beginning of this movie, so the 007 title has been given to somebody else, presumably, though that's not explicitly laid out in the synopsis. That is kind of presumed. And then our last piece of news is a movie called Alien Xmas, or Alien Christmas, if you will. It's based on a book written by the Chiodo brothers, who actually did portions of the movie Elf, as well as Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Very strange connection there. But they are teaming up with Jon Favreau, who is fresh off of The Mandalorian, to make this children's book that they wrote, again, Alien Xmas, into a feature-length film. Which sounds like so much fun when you consider who those people are. So, yeah, a very interesting Christmas movie is on its way. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics, plus much more nerdy bits, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.